All right, so COVID cases keep dropping here in the U.S., but in parts of the world with low vaccination rates, there are now surges.
Right, so South America is now a hotspot. In Southeast Asia, Indonesia is setting records for daily cases. Same thing in Bangladesh, where the government is planning a national lockdown later this week. Parts of Australia and Africa are facing lockdowns, too. Many of these spikes are linked to the highly contagious Delta variant.
NPR's Jason Beaubien is on the line with us from Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone. Hi, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
So during much of the pandemic, there was kind of a mystery. It looked like the continent of Africa was not getting hit as hard as other parts of the world. Is that now changing?
Africa is solidly into a third wave of infections. Overall cases have surpassed the first wave that hit in the summer of 2020, and there was a second wave around the Christmas, New Year's holiday of 2021, and this third wave now looks to be the worst yet. And partly why this is so concerning is that compared to other regions, very few people in Africa are vaccinated. It's roughly 1% fully immunized, and you've even got some countries that haven't started vaccinations at all.
Okay, so grim numbers on vaccinations. Is this wave, this surge, happening all across the continent?
You know, it's kind of interesting. It's not every country on the continent that's reporting these surges. Some places still are recording very low numbers, but you're seeing record-breaking numbers of infections coming from every part of the continent. You know, where I am here in West Africa, Sierra Leone is at an all-time high in terms of infections. Then you go all the way across the continent, Rwanda is also setting numbers that are off the charts for them. You go down to Southern Africa, Zambia, Namibia, they're being very hard hit, and they're at all-time highs, and hospital beds are 100% capacity. South Africa this week went into a very strict level 4 lockdown. So the impact is being felt all across the continent.
And is this being driven by the very contagious Delta variant?
The Delta variant is definitely part of what's driving the surges in African countries. The WHO says that testing done in Uganda finds that 97% of the current cases there are the Delta variant. Also samples out of the Democratic Republic of Congo found that the majority are linked to the Delta variant. But testing for variants is really complicated. And where I am here in Sierra Leone, they don't even have the lab capacity to do this type of genome sequencing. And it's similar in other countries on the continent. So it's unknown whether it is this more transmissible Delta variant that's driving these surges here.
Okay, so if some of it is unknown and some of it is just lacking vaccinations and lab capacity, we have the eternal question, which is how much of a threat do these surges pose?
Well, you know, this absolutely poses a threat to the overall efforts to contain this pandemic. Africa is a big continent. You've got more than a billion people here. You're highly vulnerable to COVID because of these low levels of vaccination. And the more transmission that occurs here or anywhere else in the world, the more variants that potentially can emerge, variants that could even potentially evade some of the vaccines. So long as you have these high levels of transmission occurring anywhere in the globe, it continues to pose a threat to the rest of the world.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Thank you, Jason, for your reporting. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.